stars are shining bright at night. Cat tee's shadow in the light. Old boots tapping rodeo beat. Spinning like the wind so sweet. Spin around and take my hand. Get on this wide open land. Lonesome prairie polka night. Dance until the morning light.
Skies where the tumbleweeds roll by, lonely hearts out on the plains dancing neath the moon again. Stars are shining bright at night. Cat-tee shadow. Old boots tapping rodeo beat. Spinning like the wind so sweet. Spin around and take my hand. Get on this wide open land. Lonesome prairie polka night. Dance until the morning light.
Appaloosa Radio offers an original musical story, Skirt Swayin', celebrating the infectious rhythms of Western swing music, Act Two. From the 2011 Texas legislative resolution, quote, "Western swing has its origins firmly bound to the Lone Star State. It is rooted in the fiddle music of Anglo, Irish, and Scottish immigrants. It borrows heavily from many other sources, including such African-American influences as blues and jazz, the Hispanic genres of conjunto and mariachi, and the polkas, waltzes, and schottisches brought to Texas by German and Czech settlers. It represents a lasting culture and heritage that is distinctly Texan." It happened in Fort Worth, Texas, in the summer of 1928. It could not have happened anywhere else. It could not have happened at another time. No one else could have done it. A cigar salesman with a rich baritone voice, a barber who was also the best fiddle player in Texas, and a 15-year-old waitress who loved to dance. Together, they created a style of music that still exists today. A style of music that is now the official musical style for the state of Texas. Some called it Texas swing, but most people just called it dance music. They were Milt Brown, Molly Parker, and Jim Bob Wills. This is Molly's story.
Gonna into the rhythm of the Lone Star beat.
Cowboy boots tightened to this Texas swing beat. On a ride out on the range, cowboy hat on my head. Gonna rope and wrangle, keep my horse well fed and my man.
Yeah,
make him all mine. Gonna show him love and leave him feeling fine.
Yeah, I was there. A 15-year-old waitress serving grits and bacon at breakfast to the boys at Marvin's Famous Diner in Fort Worth, Texas. Of course, I had to flirt with them. That's how I made my money, getting tips. The more you flirted, the more tips you got. The biggest tipper of all these guys was a cigar salesman with the fancy car.
And what happened?
Rumor, he asked me to go dancing.
And everything changed. Then it all happened.
Wake up in the morning, sun shining bright. I need a breakfast that'll start my day right. Bacon sizzling on the pan, oh so nice. Grits cooking in the pot, add a pinch of spice. Biscuits rising in the oven, golden brown. Gravy thick and creamy, the best in town in Texas. We know how to make a grand a breakfast fit for a true Texas man. Bacon grits, biscuits and gravy. It's the breakfast that'll make you feel so wavy. Texas swinging in the morning sun, gotta have it. It's the way things are done.
Wake up in the morning, sun shining bright. I need a breakfast that'll start my day right. Bacon sizzling on the pan, oh so nice. Grits cooking in the pot, add a pinch of spice. Biscuits rising in the oven, golden brown. Gravy thick and creamy, the best in town in Texas. We know how to make it grand. A breakfast fit for a true Texas man. Bacon grits, biscuits and gravy. It's the breakfast that'll make you feel so wavy. Texas swinging in the morning sun. Gotta have it, it's the way things are done.
Molly, please tell me how you met Bob Wills.
Probably a story worth retelling. A lot of folks have wrote stuff about Jim Bob, but none of them knew him as well as I did. Married him twice. Was his lover before that? Suppose you'll want both the good and the bad. On balance, probably more bad than good. I think there's a devil and an angel in everybody. With Bob Wills, I think his bad were far bigger than his wealth of good. Milt always liked him, but never really trusted him. I loved him. Passion kind of love. Wanted to have his babies, but I nowed him. And he always used my love for his own profit. Always about him. Always about him. Guess that's why he had five wives. But I'm wandering off. You asked how I met him.
I've read that it was at Sam Cunningham's Crystal Springs Resort.
Sure you don't want a cigar. Got a hankering for another. Sam Cunningham's Crystal Springs Resort. I guess you could call it a resort. It had a cement swimming pool and some picnic tables and a big old building they called the Pavilion. I recollect that it had been a gravel pit before being made into a resort. Anyways, on Saturday, they offered dancing. For 50 cents, a couple could dance from 8 until 11:30. Everything in Texas had to close up at 11:30. On Sundays, nothing was open. It was where me and Milt would go during the summer. We'd dance and dance and dance. In those times, Fort Worth was a church-going town. Lots of churches, but not many places to dance. And with Prohibition, all the old Cowtown saloons got closed down. So we had to go up to Sam Cunningham's place, pay our 50 cents and dance. We was at Crystal Springs one Saturday night, and Jim Bob Wills and Herm Arnsperger was performing. To tell the truth, they was kinda hicky. At first, Milt kinda liked what they's playing. Bob Wills was one fine fiddle player, but then the playing began to rankle Milt. Got really irked, said. Same tunes over and over, nothing new. Now, we never went home early. Milt loved dancing as much as me, but that night, Milt don't want to stay late. He determined to head home early. He went into the men's room to freshen up. There was Bob Wills doing his stuff. Milt told him that they was playing Baptist music. Slow, like with two lead feet. Can't dance to that. Jim Bob did not like what Milt had told him, and I believe was getting ready to punch Milt for saying bad things about his music. Jim Bob Wills had a real bad temper, especially when he'd been drinking. And I'm sure that he'd been drinking. He always drank at Sam Cunningham's. He didn't pay much, but he allowed the boys to go to his shed with a Dr. Pepper bottle and fill it full of moonshine. Bob Wills always got his bottle or two, so a fight was pretty likely. But there in that men's room, Milton Brown and Bob Wills struck a deal. If and Bob would buy a box of Milt cigars, Milt would write him some songs. Songs that people could dance. Music for a box of cigars. Of course, Bob was still barbering, so he could put the cigars next to his barber chair and sell them to his customers. Bob Wills never did nothing less it made him money. Struck a deal. Cigars for music. Well, they's got together the next week, but it turns out that Bob Wills can't read music. He had gone only to the third grade and had a hard time reading and writing. Well, Milt had gone clear, though, high school. He played in the marching band and sang in the men's chorale. And he used to sing in church choir until they throwed him out of the church for dancing. Milt had brought Bob sheet music, but Bob Wills couldn't read none of it. So anyways, Milt sang him all the songs he'd writ. Bob Wills could hear some music once and then play it perfectly. Remembered every bit of it. All them notes. So they started playing together, Milt writing music and singing and Bob playing on the fiddle and mandolin. Sam Cunningham hired him for his Crystal Springs resort. That's when they started performing together. When they started to make real music that you could dance to. Later, when Milt and me got married, Milt, he got a piano. Then when Bob'd come over, Milt would play his music on the piano. Finally, they decided to add a piano player to the band, but Milt made sure that they got one that could read music.
Cowgirls gather around at the Crystal Springs. Cowboys and cowgirls gather around at the Crystal Springs. We're gonna paint the town, dancing boots and big old hats. We're gonna have a time, no doubt about that. Jump on in, take the plunge, swim in the springs. Feel the waters rush, the sun is shining, the music's loud. Western Texas swing, we're a rowdy crowd.
Come on down Crystal Springs, y'all, the dancing's wild and the water's cool. We'll two-step and spin. Have a blast, Crystal Springs Resort. This party's gonna last.
Jump on in, take the plunge, swim in the springs. Feel the waters rush, the sun is shining, the music's loud. Western Texas swing, we're a rowdy crowd.
Come on down to Crystal Springs, y'all.
Where the dancing's wild and the water's cool, we'll two-step and spin. Have a blast, Crystal Springs. Bring it so on. This party's gonna last.
Molly, I remember seeing that Bob Wills used to perform in medicine shows, sometimes wearing blackface and pretending he was a black performer. What do you know about that?
Well, not much. He was doing that mostly before he hooked up with Milt Brown and me. I seen him once doing a medicine show at the Gala Movie Theater for Dr. Lawson's Supercharged Cod Liver Pills. I remember that because Jim Bob Wills sang, "Lawson's Pills Cures Whatever Ills." Then medicine show guys would rent out an auditorium or movie house and offer up a free show to anyone wanting to see it. Then barkers would come out and get folks to buy stuff. And you couldn't leave because they'd lock the doors. Anyways, as I recollect, Milt and me went to one of them shows and Jim Bob performed. Didn't recognize him. He really looked black and he talked black and he played the banjo like he was black. But when he starts to sing, we knew it was Jim Bob. No one has a voice like his. Nobody. Never. Bob was the only performer. Told jokes. Sang. And he danced. Not like white folks dance. He were gyrating and moving all around. Pretty good at it. Then, after his dancing, he stopped and started singing about them liver pills. That were just afore them barkers comes out and starts to hard sell 'em. Milt and me didn't want to buy some, so we sneaked out the back door, behind the movie screen. There was Bob Wills wiping off the grease paint and smoking one of Milt's fine cigars. He didn't say nothing. Probably off in his own private world.
Molly, did you ever see him do that dance of his when he was performing later?
Yeah, you're right. He did some kind of dancing almost every time he was performing. Even when Milt and Bob was doing the radio show for Pappy O'Daniel. You know it were radio and nobody could see you. And they always wanted you to be close to them microphones. Still, Bob did his dance. His Irish jig, he called, but it weren't no Irish jig. Black Bottom, Milt called it. A couple of times, after he'd done a radio show for Pappy O'Daniel, he'd come over to me, getting real close, and tell me that the dance was special for me.
How did that make you feel?
All hot and tingly. Bob Wills was a sexy man. I was just a dumb country girl. Sure, I was married, but that didn't stop Bob, and I really liked it. I love Milt dearly with all my heart. But when I danced with Jim Bob Wills, it was plumb exciting, and we became lovers. Milt still had his job selling cigars. Bob would come over when Milt weren't there.
In a town called Lexington, back in 65, Dr. Lawson rolled into town. We said, "I've got the remedy to heal all your pain. Just pop these little pills and you'll never be the same." People gathered around curious and keen. They lined up in the streets for a chance to be redeemed. Dr. Lawson's supercharged called liver pills. They claim to cure it all. From broken hearts to broken bones, he promised they would never fall. Dr. Lawson's supercharged called liver pills. Cures one little dose and you'll feel brand new. Dr. Lawson's got the answer. He'll fix what's wrong with you. Streets for a chance to be redeemed. Dr. Lawson's supercharged cod liver pills. They claim to cure it all. From broken hearts to broken bones, he promised they would never fall. Dr. Lawson's supercharged cod liver pills. Cures one little dose and you'll feel brand new. Dr. Lawson's got the answer. He'll fix what's wrong with you. Dr. Lawson's supercharged cod liver pills. They claim to cure it all. From broken hearts to broken bones, he promised they would never fall. Dr. Lawson's supercharged cod liver pills. Cures one little dose and you'll feel brand new. Dr. Lawson's got the answer. He'll fix what's wrong with you.
streets for a chance to be redeemed. Dr. Lawson's supercharged car liver pills, they claim to cure it all. From broken hearts to broken bones, he promised they would never fall. Dr. Lawson's supercharged car liver pills cures one little dose and you'll feel brand new. Dr. Lawson's got the answer, he'll fix what's wrong with you.
Molly, I think the radio played an important role in the growth and popularity of Western swing.
You're so right. Without radio, it would have been nothing, just a bunch of boys playing for dances in places like Sam Cunningham's. But with the radio, well, it done reached nearly everywhere.
Molly, how did they get onto the radio?
The radio was Milt Brown's idea. He used to buy advertising for his cigars. He used some connections and got onto the radio at the WSOP station. They played every day, except on Sundays, right at high noon for 15 minutes. Everybody just loved them.
But they weren't paid.
No, they was not paid nothing, but it drew people to Sam Cunningham's for dancing. And when Prohibition ended, there was other dance places they'd perform at.
Then came W. Lee O'Daniel, the president of the Burris Flour and Milling Company.
Everyone just called him Pappy. That's because he used to say, "Pass the biscuits, Pappy," in them radio commercials. Everybody knowed him for saying that. Had real unique voice that stuck in you.
He not only owned the flour company, but he also owned the radio station, a powerful clear channel station that broadcast all over the Midwest and most of Texas.
He used to say that they heard it from New Orleans to Kansas City and all places in between. Time for another cigar. I gets all worked up when I thinks of Pappy O'Daniel.
So Milton Brown, Bob Wills, and Herm Arnsbigger were playing on the local radio station WSOP, and then Pappy O'Daniel lured them away to perform on his, on a major, more powerful station. And he offered to pay them.
Well, sort of like that. He offered them jobs at his flour mill and then allowed them time to go down to the radio station and perform there. They's on the air every day at 12:30. Pappy would introduce the boys, and then they'd play, stopping only Suz Pappy could do a commercial for his hillbilly baking flour. Then, they'd go back to their jobs at the flour mill, not really getting paid for performing, but it were the Depression, and money was money.
And he called the group the Light Crust Doughboys.
Yeah, after his biscuits, always would do, "Pass the biscuits, Pappy," in tween them songs.
But the group broke up and your husband left it.
My husband, Milt Brown, were a real smart man, and he figured out what was happening real fast. Pappy, O'Daniel, was making money not only from selling his biscuits, but also from selling the show to other radio stations. He was paying the boys next to nothing, and then getting rich from what they was doing. The big split came when Pappy O'Daniel told the boys that they could no longer perform at them dances. He said he didn't believe in the immorality of the dance hall, didn't accord with what the Ten Commandments taught. Well, my husband Milt Brown knowed that the boys would make a lot more performing at places like Sam Cunningham's Crystal Springs Resort than they did sweeping floors and grinding flour at the factory. But Pappy O'Daniel says he couldn't stand for no sinful behavior from his employees. They's a Christian company founded on fearing God and pure living.
So, Milt Brown left the Light Crust Doughboys and formed his own band.
Yeah, he called his band the Musical Brownies. Prohibition was ending, and there was now lots more dance places. The Brownies were real popular. Everybody loved them.
But Bob Wills stayed with the group after Milt Brown left.
Jim Bob's wife didn't want him to give it up. And sides, he were better at lying and sneaking and pretending that Milt were. He'd laugh at Pappy's jokes, give him a cigar, and tell him some god-awful story that no one could believe. Still, he got a pay envelope. Only after Milt died and Bob decided that he wanted to go out on his own, only then did he learn how vindictive Mr. W. Lee O'Daniel could be. One mean man. be, one mean man that he were. Hey, here's a new Scrabble word for you. Despicable. It means a person to be despised, completely contemptible.
Biscuits, Pappy, they're melting in my mouth. Mama's fried chicken, it's the talk of the South. Sweet tea flowing, quenching our thirsty lips. Gather round the table, let the feast begin its trip. Crunchy golden crust on that chicken so divine. One bite gonna take you cloud nine. Fluffy, buttery biscuits, flaking by your side, dipping them in gravy, oh, it'll be a wild ride. Oh, it's a southern feast, y'all, with love and a whole lot of soul. Pass the biscuits, Pappy, at the good times roll. We got mama's fried chicken, taste you can't resist. Sipping on that sweet tea, we're raising our glasses high, just like
pass the biscuits, Pappy, they're melting in my mouth. Mama's fried chicken, it's the talk of the South. Sweet tea flowing, quenching our thirsty lips. Gather round the table, let the feast begin its trip. Crunchy golden crust on that chicken so divine. One bite gonna take you cloud nine. Fluffy buttery biscuits flaking by your side, dipping them in gravy. Oh, it'll be a wild ride. Oh, it's a southern feast, y'all, with love and a whole lot of soul. Pass the biscuits, Pappy, at the good times roll. We got mama's fried chicken, taste you can't resist. Sipping on that sweet tea, we're raising our glasses high, just like this.
Hello, this is Captain Fred Rawlings from the Fort Worth Police Department. May I speak with Mrs. Milton Brown?
This is Molly Brown. Milt's my husband.
Mrs. Brown, I'm sorry to inform you that your husband was involved in a serious automobile accident, and it looks like he won't recover from it. I believe that he has been transported to Fort Worth's Methodist Hospital.
Thank you. I'll take the streetcar over.
Oh, Mrs. Brown, do you know a girl named Katie Prihodich? Unfortunately, she was killed in the crash.
Molly, when was that?
I remember it clearly. August 13th, 1936. He died from pneumonia 5 days later.
How did you take it?
Pretty poorly. See, I was pregnant, but I hadn't told Milt yet.
Why not?
'Cause I didn't know whether it were his. Could have been his, or it could have been Jim Bob Will's baby. Just didn't know.
And he was with a girl?
Yeah, and he was with a girl. Oh. I got a feeling pretty poorly.
Hold down, love is a true believer. across the floor. Ain't nothing they can't do past the biscuits, Pappy. We're having a ball. Fiddles playing sweet tunes. We're gonna have a giddy up, partner. It's time to ride. Round and round we'll spin and twirl. Pure delight. Saddle up, cowgirl. Let's kick up some dust in this western swing.